Dear future historian, I am writing to you to help you understand what life is like now that we are all staying home to help slow the spread of COVID-19. From what I understand, COVID-19 started in Wuhan, China. From there, it spread person to person through a cough or sneeze. Usually, kids like me would be going to school while adults are at work, but now most of us are stuck at home. Due to COVID-19, my family has not been able to see each other. I know it may sound like, well, that's not a big deal. You could FaceTime or Zoom with them. But what has really been hard is my great-grandma had a stroke that took her to the hospital. We were not able to see her. The closest we could get to seeing her was by looking through the outside hospital window or FaceTime. The hospital had a very different visiting policy than it usually does. Another reason it is hard not to see my family is because about 2 weeks after my grandma came home, she passed away. That is when I realized how much we depend on human-to-human contact to make us feel better in hard times. Also, the orders to stay at home and school closures have caused me not to be able to see my friends. My life has become a little less positive because we are not able to see the people we care about in person because of the virus. We also just don't have very much to do, so it's hard to stay positive when there are not many things to look forward to. The effects of COVID-19 are on my community include the libraries are not open. The small businesses that we have are most likely really struggling, and a lot of people don't have jobs for the time being. COVID-19 has not only affected my community, friends, and family, but is considered a global pandemic. As a state, Colorado has shut down. This affects a lot of small towns in the mountains in a very negative way. For example, spring break is a very important time of the year because lots of tourists come to ski, bike, hike, or do other outdoor activities. But that did not happen this year. And that means that a lot of money that small towns rely on did not come. Beyond Colorado, as a country and globally, COVID-19 has affected us because we are shut down, so we are not using as much gas because people are staying home. But while people are staying home, the gas companies are producing gas at the same rate, which means there is less demand and more supply. This affects the price of gas. That is why it is so low. My goal is not to scare you, but to inform you and educate you on what COVID-19 is and how it came upon us. When people look back on this pandemic as a mark in history, they need to know that because the country shut down, there was a slower spread of the virus, which led to less people dying or being infected. Sincerely, Jenna Reese Osberg.